Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Mize. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Hi, and welcome to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Mize. I'm sitting in the studio with my pal, my buddy, Paddy McHugh. Hi, Paddy.
Hello, Jen. It's great to be with you.
As ever, it's always good to be with you, dude.
Absolutely. Look, Jen, we're going to start, as we always do, by acknowledging the Jagera people, the traditional custodians of West End.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
That's right, and we have an interesting show today. We're going to explore the topic of prison songs, which I'm sure many people know is a very, very common
theme. Yeah,
in country music and rock music and folk music. And what do you think that is, Jen? Why do you think it keeps coming up?
Well, I reckon everybody's got a little bad boy or bad girl in them every once in a while, and even if you actually haven't been put in the slammer yourself. The bohemian kind of lifestyle leads to getting in trouble with the law here and there, and it's not far from it, you know?
Yeah, and everyone's got that sort of little bit of a sort of, you know, like macabre interest in this kind of thing. Like, you know, like we're all interested in, well, I am anyway, about learning about serial killers and that sort of stuff. And maybe it's sort of in that same basket. It's this curiosity with the darker elements of society and the unknown.
Well, yeah, in alt country and Americana music, we're big on the murder ballad. So if you do the murder ballad, then you do the time.
You do the time, yeah,
so
that's right.
When you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, hand in hand. Yeah, cool. Yeah, look, all right, well, we've got lots of great songs to play for you this week, all centered around this jailhouse theme. And Jen, you picked this first one. Tell us about it.
Well, you got to go with the Soggy Bottom Boys from the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
That's a great start.
There you go.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Ramblin' Bob, he used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. To play his poker, a peanut, a whist, and yogurt. But shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. I met a girl named Susie. I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Saturday night and it's lonely, living on the run. Killed me a woman in Tennessee. I just broke jail and a gun for me. I'm on the run, living on the run. I'm on the run, living on the run. From the bottom of the decks where I learned to deal, and it got me living on the run. Women love an outlaw, I heard folks say, and I'll be an outlaw till my dying day, 'cause it
got me
living on the run. Killed me a woman in Tennessee. I just broke jail and the gun for me. I'm on the run.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 FM, and we're doing prison songs, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that last song you heard was David Allan Coe with Living on the Run. Next up is Wanda Jackson with Riot in Cell Block Number 9.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, up in cell block number 4, spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun, bang, 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 trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on, there's a riot going on, there's a riot going on, up in cell block number 9. Come out with your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is a lit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on.
militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on up in cell block number 9. Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. The warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
All right, that was Blake Shelton with his song Old Red. You heard some Miranda Lambert in there singing some backing vocals.
Now, I'm not normally a fan of that, but that was cool.
I mean, normally these days the music that Blake Shelton makes isn't my favorite kind of music, but that tune is just a great tune. It's just well done. Yeah,
ticks all the boxes.
It does. Awesome. It absolutely does. Hey, so hey, Patty, I've heard you've been to prison.
yes, I have.
Yeah?
I did 2 years.
You did 2 years?
At the Arthur Gorey Correctional Centre in Brisbane as a literacy teacher.
I kind of felt like maybe you hadn't gotten on the wrong side of the law.
No, I haven't been to jail in that sense. But, yeah, look, I did spend 4 days a week in within the prison walls.
Really?
I used to, go through the gates every morning and they'd slam behind me. I'd get my padded down, go through the X-ray machine and walk the gauntlet of the dogs, and I'd go in and I was mingle freely with the prisoners where I sort of, had the reign of the prison. And, it was a very, very interesting place to work, a very sad place to work because, jail is, in my limited experience of going in as a teacher every day for a couple of years, it was very, very, very depressing. It was not a very good – it was a horrible place to be. I can't really think of another word for it.
Yeah.
But one thing that surprised me working there was that and maybe this links back into this idea of why people sing about jails in country music so often is that, it's filled with people – you'd think jails are filled with bad guys, like really bad, horrible people. Mm. And there are a few in there, and I met a few horrific people in there who'd done some horrible things. But the majority of people that I met in the prison – were decent guys, they were just blokes who had gotten desperate or were, stupid or had made a big mistake. One particular story comes to mind. There was a gentleman in there who was doing time for murdering his wife. And you'd think, how can you justify that in any possible way? I treated every person the same, and I treated them with respect, and I treated them professionally. And I came across this gentleman because he was, like me, he was actually volunteering to help a lot of the prisoners get their paperwork done because he was an ex-lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I treated him civilly and nicely. And one day he came to me and he said, "I'd like to thank you, Paddy, for the way that you treat me." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean?" And he said, "Because, I'm in here." And he's like, I did 65 years as a man, as a brother, as a son, as a husband, as a lawyer, as a player on a football team. And he's like, "And for about 3 seconds of my life, at the end of a very bad period when I've been consuming too much alcohol, I became a murderer." And he's like, "And that's what I've been judged as ever since." And he said, "You can see beyond that, and that's really important." And that really made me realize that, it's a hard thing with this kind of thing, but, you shouldn't really judge someone for going to jail. And you got to remember that they're human beings in there as well, and that's a really important lesson to learn. And sorry for getting heavy on you, Janet.
No. I mean, it's okay. I understand. I mean, if I took my personality and I laced in drugs and alcohol and real anger, I could see myself doing something that I would later regret. I mean, a lot of people can't say that. A lot of people are totally docile and totally, it's just not in their personality to become violent at any point. Me, I can honestly say that if I'm really pushed and I was under the influence of something, I don't know how I would react.
And look,
I was severely pushed.
And thank goodness, you live in a way that you're not going to be pushed to that edge. But some people are pushed to that edge and might not be for reasons that they control. And, and sometimes you cross over that line and that will land you a stint in prison. But, yeah, look, I met a lot of, decent people who are in there because they were just stupid or desperate. Done some That's right.
Dumb and things or desperate things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I always say to people, look, never judge somebody just because they've been to jail because, I've said this before, and you just admitted it yourself. Sometimes I look at these guys and I think there's a very small line between, fine line between them and me in some ways. I suppose they just never got caught for some of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think being empathetic to everyone's situation, the victims and those who perpetrated, is part of the process for all of us to understand everything. It's part of human nature. And if we could very easily say, I don't want to deal with those people anymore. And that's what prisons kind of do for a lot of people. They just put them off the map and they're in there. But the truth is we have to look at human nature and what we're all capable of, or what some are capable of, and actually come to the realization that even really good people can sometimes be not so good people in a moment. That's Absolutely. Not an excuse in any way, shape, or form. And drugs, I don't see drugs and alcohol as an excuse.
No.
I see it as part of the reason.
But look, it's the reality of the world that we live in.
Yeah, it is. And this show is about truth and about being open and talking openly about stuff. And we can have fun doing soggy bottom boys in the jailhouse now, but we can also talk about real things.
Well, look, speaking about real, Jenna, I'm going to play a song that I wrote. Actually, I wrote this about some of the blokes that I worked with in the jail.
Wow.
And I'm going to get you to sing on it, if that's all right.
All right. I'm game. I'm absolutely game.
All right. So the jail that I worked in as a teacher was called the Arthur Gorrie Correctional Center. And that's the name of this song. Let's give it a bell.
Let's do it.
Mama feared I'd end up in trouble. 6'5" and all muscle. She said, son, use those big old hands for good. And I meant it when I said I would. But it got me into a barroom fight. Threw two lefts, I threw one right. Head at the bar, pissing blood. My hands were shaking when the cops showed up. Tell my mama not to worry, just tell her I've gone fishing with Arthur Gorrie. Session came and work dried up. Still had money on the truck. All I could do was drive much longer hours, and I barely saw my wife and daughters. It was near the end of a 14-hour stretch. Only had a few hours left. Took some pills just to see me home. How the crash happened, I still don't know. But tell my children not to worry, just tell them Dad's off working for Arthur Gorrie.
Prison harp solo, you got that.
Split when I was a baby, and my auntie and uncle raised me. But how they tried, but it weren't no use. And I took to drinking booze. I was drinking on the street one morning. Jumps his copper without warning. He said to me, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. So I broke my bottle across his jaw. So tell my uncle, tell my auntie, tell them both that I'm really sorry. And tell them there ain't no need to worry. Just tell him I'm off drinking with Arthur Gorrie.
a brushy mountain conjugal trailer.
Give me a slide out double wide class A trailer. Wrap it up a razor wire, take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cut the hang me at dawn. I wanna dive a little before I put my jumpsuit on. The trailer, it's old Mr. Hangman looking for a favor. Hey, buddy, with the lady to do some introducing. I call up the governor for a stay of execution. Come on, we'll liberate you tonight. If you allow the pretty lady to stay a little later, then let me in your brushy mountain conjugal trailer.
That was the Old Crow Medicine Show with their saucy little number, Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer.
It sure was.
Uh-huh. And up next is the lovely Brandi Clark with her song, Stripes.
Picture in the paper of me wearing stripes. There's no crime of passion worth the crime of fashion. The only thing saving your life is that I don't look good in orange, and I hate stripes. And orange.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Mize.
Thank you for joining us here on Three Chords and the Truth. And we, of course, are doing our prison songs episode today.
In the slammer.
In the slammer. That's right. Now, look, I know that we would be absolutely hung out to dry if we didn't do a Johnny Cash song. Because, of course, you know, Johnny Cash had a lot to do with the prison system, by actually attending and going in as a prisoner.
Yep.
But he also returned to the jails and did some series of famous concerts in the jails. And,
yeah.
Look, there's a couple of obvious songs that we could have picked, but Jen, we've gone for something a little bit different today. We're going to do Johnny Cash's song, The Wall, which is a really sad, sad, sad track. But don't worry, we'll pick it back up a bit later.
There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time staring at the wall. Staring at the wall. In his hand was a note that his gal had wrote, and it proves that crime don't pay. Was the very same gal he robbed and stole for, naming her wedding day. Naming her wedding day. As he looked at the wall so strong and tall, I could hear him softly curse. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. Well, a warden came by and said, son, don't try, I'd hate to see you fall, 'cause there ain't no doubt they'll carry you out if you ever touch that wall. If you ever touch that wall. Well, a year's gone by since he made his try, but I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died. But he never made that wall. He never made that wall. There's never been a man ever shook this can, but I know a man who tried. The newspaper called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide.
Well, it's early in the morning, early morning, baby, where I ride, Lord and Mama. Well, it's early morning, baby, when I ride. Well, early, early in the morning, baby, when I ride. Lord, baby, you have a lot of heaven, around my right side. Well, around my right side, Lord, baby, around my right side. Lord, it's sugar. Well, I have a mirror, around my right side. Well, well, Lord, 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 well, Lord, 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 well, Lord, 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 well, Lord, yeah. Well, well, who's never told it? He told a dirty lie, baby. Well, who's never told it? He told a dirty lie. Well, who's never told it? He told a dirty lie, baby. And when he's gonna want a dollar, gonna, he gonna rise and fly. Well,
what you're listening to right now is a field recording done by Alan Lomax on the Parchman Farm in 1947 and 1948. These are actual prisoners doing a chain gang to keep the rhythm as they break the rocks by the side of the road and on the farm. These are legitimate early recordings and cannot be topped. And
oh my God, it's so powerful, isn't it?
It is. It's one of those things that you hear that and you go, these guys are working hard, and
yeah. You hear the exhaustion in their singing, they're just the pain. Oh, God.
Yeah, and to me, like, that's doing hard time. That's,
yeah.
There are still farms in America. Angola prison still does chain gangs.
Wow, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's down in Mississippi, I believe. And it's you can feel the heat.
Oh, my God. I could imagine, like, swinging a massive hammer again and again into rock and just going...
pickaxe all day.
Wow.
Like in that heat with a dude on a horseback with a shotgun over his shoulder.
Oh, you know, God.
Walking down the line. Come on. Crazy.
Right.
All right. Well, to keep in that chain of thought, we are going to go with Otis Redding's version of Sam Cooke's tune, Chain Gang.
That's the sound of the men they're working under. Working on the
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bells. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland. Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Marvin and push the tables back. And you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say. The mind it plays up and multiply these matter. Turns imagination into fact. You know I love her badly. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some gravy. I'm gonna taste the fat. I tell her that I'm sorry. Yeah, I love her badly. Tell them all I'm sorry. And kiss the sleeping children.
Of course, that was Paul Kelly with "How to Make Gravy." That was one of the first Paul Kelly songs I ever heard when I moved here. So, yeah, that just has to be there, right?
Yeah, I really, like many, many, many people, I love that song. It just tells the story of what it's like to be separated from your family and being prisoner, but it just does it in such a natural and wonderful way. Yeah,
I find it hits harder because he's talking about monotonous things. He's talking about the he's making small talk.
Yeah, but in very fine detail.
In fine detail, about his family, but he's avoiding all the heaviness by making small talk in great detail, and that's what really drives home.
But the heaviness is there. It's in the undertones of it.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but not directly obvious, yeah.
Yeah, so well written.
He can write a song, that Paul Kelly.
He ain't too shabby.
Yeah.
Now, Patty, we've talked about how you did some teaching at Arthur Gorey Prison, and
yes.
I wanted to know, do you have any, like, stories about being there that you maybe more lighthearted stories about your experience?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Jen, I have some terrible stories, but I have a funny story that comes to mind. Yes.
Okay.
One of the gentlemen that I was teaching, his name was Lucky. Well, his nickname was Lucky. I won't say his real name.
Okay.
He was just referred to as Lucky by all the other prisoners and myself. I used to call him. That's what he preferred. He said, call me Lucky. Sure, all no right. worries. All right.
Will do.
And I was always very curious as to where the name Lucky come from, because he clearly wasn't a lucky guy. Like, he's in jail. He had a few teeth missing. He even had a tattoo that looked like it had been, like, scraped off. And so I was just thinking, what's lucky about this guy? And one day I was sitting in the classroom, and he was sitting around with a group of prisoners at the table, and one of them piped up and said, "Hey, Lucky, why are you called Lucky?" And my ears pricked up and I'm thinking, oh, great, this is what I've been wanting to ask, you know, but I didn't have to ask it. Here we go. And he stands up and pulls down his prison-issued shorts and thwack.
No way.
Now, thankfully, I was behind him, so I didn't actually see.
But heard the noise?
No, not necessarily. But, like, you know, the guys that he was revealing himself to were some pretty hardened dudes, and their faces of pure shock. So, yeah, he was obviously very, very lucky.
That's the best story. That's the best story. Oh, good old Lucky.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old cell block.
Well, Jennifer, if I can call you that. Are you actually a Jennifer or a Jen?
I am a Jennifer.
Wow.
I went by Jen because Jennifer was the most popular name of 1978 given to a girl in America. And I would go to elementary school and we'd have like five Jennifers in the class.
Right, okay.
And so, yeah, I started going by Jen so long ago that Jennifer sounds too proper and Jenny is what, you know, very close people call me. Only right. You have to be very close to me. It's like a pet name. So.
Well, Jenny... Yep. Can I pull that off yet?
Yeah, you sure can.
Yes.
We're homies like that.
Oh, awesome. Well, Jenny, it's come to our favorite time in the show.
It is.
You know what it is.
It's shout out time.
That's right. So we normally do a shout out to certain areas in Australia that we broadcast into, but this week it's going to be a little bit different. We'd like to do a shout out to all of the people who might be listening to us right now from on the inside in prison.
Yeah, the people in prison, the prisoners, or in the jails, and the people working there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you a big shout out. Thanks for sticking in and doing the hard yards for us.
Awesome. Well, that brings us to the other show, our Jailhouse in the Jailhouse show. We got one more song to go out on, Jen. This is one of your picks. I'll let you explain it.
It is. It's a true story. It's a Bob Dylan song. It's one of those Bob Dylan songs that has like 1,000 verses and all that kind of stuff, but it's one that everyone pretty much knows. And it's a sad story, but here comes the story of the hurricane.
We'll catch you next week.
Next week.
cops. And so Petty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Out of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. The story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Four months later, the ghetto's on flame. South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you'd like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. Jail. Reuben could take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise. Where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed.
daughter was falsely tried. The crime was murder once, guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is a game. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.